Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee took up perhaps its most controversial Bush nominee to date, controversial because of the stakes. Miguel Estrada is the first Hispanic nominated by President Bush to an appeals court. And if confirmed, he is widely seen as a candidate for the Supreme Court, should a seat come open. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
At age 40, Miguel Estrada is known in the Washington legal establishment for his intellectual prowess, his fine litigation skills, and his conservative views. But in terms of a record that the Senate committee can review, there's almost nothing there. He has no judicial experience, has written no articles, and the Bush administration has refused to turn over memos he wrote during his 5 years of service in the Solicitor General's office. In response to questions from senators today, Estrada demurred on most matters of substance, simply reiterating what the state of existing law is and declaring that he would abide by it. And so Democratic senators turned to a recent article in the liberal magazine The Nation, which dealt in part with Estrada's performance as a member of an informal committee of former Supreme Court law clerks for Justice Anthony Kennedy, who helped the justice screen candidates for a future clerkship by interviewing those candidates and making recommendations. In general, only those who make it through the screening process are then interviewed by the justice. And The Nation magazine quotes two former applicants for the clerkship as suggesting that Estrada blackballed some candidates whom he viewed as too liberal. One unnamed candidate who worked with Estrada at the Justice Department is quoted as saying that when he asked Estrada for help in obtaining a clerkship with Kennedy, Estrada responded, quote, "No way, you're way too liberal." The magazine also reported that, according to this individual, Estrada went on to explain that part of his job as a screener was to make sure that Justice Kennedy is not unduly influenced by liberal law clerks because, in the past, he has been. New York Democrat Charles Schumer asked Estrada to clarify his role.
Have you ever told anyone that you don't believe that any person should clerk for Justice Kennedy because that person is too liberal or because you were concerned that person would influence Justice Kennedy to take positions you did not want him to be taking?
I don't believe I have.
By afternoon, though, Estrada was qualifying his answer, saying that he would and has recommended liberal clerk applicants, but that ideology can, in some circumstances, play a role. Senator Schumer pounced, asking Estrada if he was retracting his previous answer.
It is sometimes appropriate for me to advise the justice that somebody has an ideological view of the law that would make him a bad law clerk. With respect to the Nation excerpt, my best and only answer to that is it is not the type of thing I would say seriously.
Well, but in all due respect, sir, twice when asked, right on point this morning, you said no, and I think we have some credibility problems here.
Republican Orrin Hatch pounced back in defense of Estrada.
You know, this is really offensive. He's being very badly treated by this committee. The nominee has the right to be confronted by his accuser. This is not a star chamber.
Today's exchange may not be the end of the matter. Other members of Justice Kennedy's screening committee have told NPR there were a number of complaints about the way Estrada was handling his screening duties. Said one, the justice certainly never would have wanted this, and people were worried about it because it was an insult to the justice, among other things. The question of whether Estrada blackballed clerk applicants based on ideology took on added importance today because Democrats don't have much else. There's no paper trail to examine. Moreover, every living former Solicitor General, both Democratic and Republican, has signed a letter opposing any release of memoranda Estrada wrote when he was in the government. Nonetheless, it was clear today that Democrats still want those position papers. They noted that such memos have been released in previous judicial confirmation hearings and requested that Estrada ask the Bush administration to reverse itself and release his memos. At first, Estrada refused, saying it would be inappropriate. But under pressure from Senator Schumer, he said he would think about it, prompting Senator Kennedy to raise his eyebrows and his voice.
Well, you better think about it.
Translation, Democrats seem to be laying the groundwork for refusing to vote on the Estrada nomination until they get his Justice Department memos. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.